is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The American economy, Wall Street Journal, strong hiring across industries fuels robust jobs growth. Payroll rise by 517,000. Jobless rate is the lowest since 1969. I welcome Brett Ahrens of MarketWatch here to help me solve, or at least begin to solve, the mystery of the markets. Everything is off. Everything is off except jobs. Jobs are up. American people are working. And we're told the recession is imminent if it's not already here. However, Brett, a very good evening to you. Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, in these last hours, came to the audience with sober face and read a document in which he said, we're going to stay the course. I copied it down. That's a quote. Stay the course. He's talking about continuing to raise rates to establish price stability, which is the another word for inflation. He's going to fight it until it's whipped to 2%. Do you believe him? Does the market believe him? Good evening to you, Brad.
Very good evening to you, too. I believed him. The market didn't believe him for some bizarre reason. I had a very odd experience Wednesday. I was watching Jerome Powell's press conference after the Fed's latest interest rate hike, and I watched it, and he said repeatedly, I'm going to raise rates. I'm going to keep raising rates. I would rather raise rates too high for too long than pause or stop a moment too soon. He made all sorts of very hawkish remarks, and the market didn't believe him. It was just very odd. The market basically said, oh, Jerome Powell's going to cut interest rates. And if you watched the money markets, you saw that the betting on interest rates turned very sharply during his press conference. And the market started betting. This was Wednesday afternoon. The market started betting aggressively that the Fed was going to be cutting interest rates by the fall, even though he had said in response to a question effectively, no, I'm not going to cut interest rates, you know, this year, barring some extraordinary, unless things really change, I don't expect to be cutting interest rates this year. So the market just didn't believe him. And he said, well, you know, the disinflationary process has begun. But he also said quite emphatically, so far, we've only seen disinflation in the goods sector. Well, anyone who's been following gasoline prices knows that, you know, the cost of raw materials, in particular oil, stopped going up the way it had been last first half of last year. So we knew that disinflation was the case in goods. But he said there is no sign of disinflation in the 50% of the price basket that relates to non-housing services, restaurants, haircuts, whatever you want to call it, hotel rooms. So I thought it was pretty clear. And yet the market just didn't believe him. And afterwards, I had this bizarre experience where I was emailing friends in the market, very smart people. And I effectively said, with my tongue in my cheek, you know, was I accidentally watching the wrong press conference? And they said, no, we don't understand it either. So the market essentially Wednesday and Thursday got it into its head that Jerome Powell, that inflation was licked, the economy was already slowing sharply, and happy days were coming for markets because interest rates were going to be coming down very, very soon. And it got so bad, actually, that Michael Burry, or Berry, however you pronounce it, from The Big Short, he had basically made a bearish call. He actually deleted his Twitter account because he got so much stick on Thursday for having said sell, and the market ripped. Well, Friday morning, we get the jobs figures, and they are the payroll, the non-farm payroll, is effectively 3x. It's effectively three times, or very nearly three times, what economists have been predicting. And the jobs figures showed what Jerome Powell had been trying to say Wednesday, which is the economy has not been showing significant signs of slowing. Inflation is not whipped. We are not, you know, past, we're not at the point where we are looking at interest rate cuts. And so there has been today, Friday, a massive turnaround. And to be perfectly honest, I would imagine that some people made a lot of money because people who actually watched the press conference on Wednesday and used their heads would have essentially sold the rally and bet on what happened today, which is that crypto's fallen, gold's fallen, stocks have fallen, bonds have fallen, interest rate futures are up. The market is now pricing in at least 50 basis points in further interest rate hikes for the rest of this year. There is no sign of a recession. Recession, what recession? It is a struggle to see the market slowing very much. Of course, there have been, you know, cutbacks, or there have been, you know, signs of a slowdown in certain areas. Obviously, gasoline prices are not going up the way they were last summer, and tech, having overhired during the pandemic lockdowns, has been laying off. However, if you try and, you know, if you go to any service business, you go to any restaurant, you know, they don't have the staff. There are jobs, there are help wanted signs all over the place. So it's been a very, very odd 2 or 3 days on Wall Street. But essentially what happened on Friday is anyone who was chasing the rally Thursday just got whipsawed Friday.
You enjoy a metric. I do not recall if it has an exciting name, but it's a predictor of a recession in the bond market that has not predicted a recession for some time. Do you recall that metric? And
oh, you're talking about the break-evens. Yes, the break-evens. The interesting thing about the break-evens, which is essentially, without getting too technical, is comparing the interest rates on inflation-protected and non-inflation-protected treasury bonds. The bottom line is it tells you if you're going to have runaway inflation or should have runaway inflation, or whether you're going to have deflation, the rest of it. And so far, you know, last year it was telling people not to panic about the end of the world because of inflation. And so far, it has not been telling people to panic about the end of the world for a recession.
So what we have here is the mystery of where is the recession predicted by. The last time I checked, 90% of all the smart people say recession is imminent. However, I note that the Eurozone is not finding a recession. In fact, there are headlines over there saying perhaps we're going to avoid it entirely. Spain and France were expanding while Germany and Italy contracted. Ireland was up. And then you come to the American market, and what you find is jobs, jobs, jobs. Can you have a recession with everybody employed? Is that a reason? Is that something that the economists will permit?
There's an old joke about economists, which is that they have successfully predicted 15 of the last two recessions. My late friend Dan Bunting, who was a money manager of great repute in London for decades, just once advised me. He'd been told by an old timer and passed on to me. He said, just remember, if you talk to an economist, the economic fundamentals always look terrible. It's known as the dismal science for a reason. Economists are always predicting the end of the world. In the case of Europe, a mild winter has helped them of fuel. Had there been a cold winter, the fuel crisis would have tipped them into a very nasty recession. So they have been helped by the mild winter. However, so far, Jerome Powell has raised rates multiple times.
30 seconds, Brett. 30
yes,
seconds.
And so far, we still have booming jobs numbers. There's no recession here. The people who keep predicting a recession 6 months from now, we're always predicting a recession 6 months from now. It used to be known as a Friedman unit because Thomas Friedman was always predicting the next 6 months in Iraq would be a big event. So it's always 6 months away. So there's no recession at the moment, and interest rates seem to be heading higher.
Brett Ahrens, Market Watch. I'm John Battle.